Belinda presents this unabridged recording of The Travels of Ermine, who is very determined. Trouble in New York. Written by Jennifer Gray and read by Eloise Oxer. The dedication reads, "To Shahina, who loves animals, books, and travel. Jennifer. To all readers, little and big, who face their life with wonder, curiosity, and a hint of imagination. Elisa."
Michael S. Megabucks. Megabucks Bank, Wall Street, Manhattan, New York City, United States of America. Dear Michael, I am writing to tell you that I have recently adopted a very determined young lady named Ermine, and I am sending her on a trip to see the world. New York City seems like a good place to start, so I have given her your address and told her to look you up. I am sure you will take care of her and show her the sights. She will be arriving next Wednesday afternoon. Please send my regards to the former Mrs. Megabox and say hello to Mike Jr. for me. With best wishes, Maria. Grand Duchess Maria von Schnitzel.
Chapter 1. Manhattan, New York City. Michael S. Megabucks sat at his mega desk in his mega office, drinking a mega cup of coffee. The office was at the top of a mega building overlooking the mega skyline of Manhattan in New York City. Megabucks' house was one of the tallest skyscrapers in the city, and the bird's-eye view of the glittering glass buildings was spectacular, especially in the winter sunshine. Michael S. Megabucks never tired of it. He swiveled round and round in his leather chair to take another look.
"Excuse me, Mr. Megabucks."
His assistant poked his head around the door.
"What is it, Sam?"
Michael S. Megabucks scowled.
"There's someone here to see you, sir."
"I thought I told you to keep this afternoon free."
Michael S. Megabucks had one son, Mike Jr. Today was Mike Jr.'s 8th birthday, and he had something special planned.
"I'm real sorry, sir,"
said the assistant, running his fingers through his hair.
"I've told her to come back tomorrow, but she just won't take no for an answer. She says you are expecting her?"
He raised his eyebrows.
"Something about a postcard from a duchess?"
"Oh, shoot,"
Michael S. Megabuck said.
"I'd forgotten all about that. You'd better send the young lady in."
"Thank you, sir."
Michael S. Megabuck heard a scampering sound on the corridor's marble floor.
"Hey!"
he yelled after the assistant.
"Did she bring a dog?"
"No, sir,"
the assistant called.
"She's on her own."